Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1410, and the writing is Shir number 562. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of kedima, but brachas, priority, and brachas. So the question arises, when we say one must make the proper bracha in the proper order, or on the proper item, right, depending if it's different brachas, so then you have to make the proper bracha. If it's various different items with the same bracha, then you have to make the bracha on the right item and have the other items included, as long as they're in front of you or you have them in mind. Fine. So that we learned, we're in the middle of learning, but so on. But the question comes up, does that mean that they must eat the entire item? Good. Let's say I have a complete apple, right? And I have pieces of orange, a complete apple. So the bracha is eight on both. And since the apple is complete, I have to make the bracha on the apple, right? If I have, let's say I have a pomegranate, even if it's cut up, and I have a apple, which might even be complete, but since the pomegranate is from the Shivas Aminim, I have to make the bracha on the pomegranate before I make the bracha on the apple, and the bracha on the pomegranate will cover the apple also, right? The same thing with the first case I just mentioned, the bracha on the apple will cover the orange also. The complete apple, you make the eight, it will cover the orange, again, assuming that it's in front of you, or you have it in mind. Now the question is, do I have to eat the whole apple before I move on to the orange? Do I have to eat the whole pomegranate before I move on to the apple in the cases we discussed? That's the question over here. So the answer is, one would just have to take a small piece or a small bite of the item that they made the bracha on, and that's it, and then they can move on to the next item. This is due to the fact that priority, when we say priority in brachas, it means that they could go on to the other item whether it needs a new bracha or not. That's depending on the situation, right? But the halacha does not tell us whereby we have to eat the whole item. So in other words, the order of priority only means that the bracha must be recited in the correct sequence, right? Either one bracha for everything or the correct bracha in the right sequence and so on. That's all it means. After eating a little bit of the more important food, which I made the bracha on, so then the person would be allowed to move on to the other foods, which the person desires, whether they need a bracha or not, depending on the situation. But the bottom line is, the halacha is that one would not have to eat the whole item. They could just take a small piece, small bite, whatever the case is, depending on what type of food. And they because of the fact they made the bracha is chal, they take a small piece, and then they could go ahead, even before they finish that entire item, they could go ahead and start eating the other item. If it needs a new bracha, right, you would have to make the new bracha. If it doesn't need, it's covered. Then you could just go ahead and eat the other item. You don't have to eat the original item that the bracha was made on entirely. In other words, before you start eating the next one. So for example, if one is eating a couple of cookies and an orange in the same sitting, as we know, the first bracha of mezonos comes before ha'etz, right? So therefore the bracha mezonos has to be made on the cookies. I'm eating it together, the same sitting. So I have to make the first bracha of mezonos, right? So do I have to eat up all the cookies, right? Do I have to eat up that entire cookie? What's the story? So now once that is done, the person can take a little bite of the cookie, swallow it, and then make the bracha of ha'etz on the orange, if that's what they would like to do. In other words, good, I make the bracha on the cookie, very nice. Even if you like the orange better, it doesn't matter. You still have to make the bracha on the cookie first. It's mezonos, right? I make the bracha on the cookie. I take a little piece of the cookie. Now the bracha was chal. The bracha took effect on the cookie. Fine, you were yotze mezonos. Now you can go ahead and take the orange and make a ha'etz on the orange if that is what you would like to do. That would be perfectly fine. Even to eat the entire orange at that point would also be fine, and then go back to eating the cookies. That could also be done. As long as you made first the bracha mezonos and you took a little bit of a bite from the mezonos, now you can move on to the next item. The same application would apply to foods with the same bracha. For example, if one is eating a pomegranate, like we said, and the plum, let's say a case example like that, eating a pomegranate and a plum. So once you make the bracha of ha'etz on the pomegranate, which is from the Shivas Aminim, which comes before the plum, right, then you take a small piece of the, pomegranate, and then you move on to the plum. If that's what you would prefer to do, that would also be fine. You would not have to eat the entire pomegranate. The same procedure would apply to all other foods, whether the bracha is the same or different. These halachas are brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, Simur Resh Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Tes, in the Sefer Guidelines, page 80, and so on. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, Kol Tov.